In the beginning of this week's parsha, we have the discussion about Moshe Rabbeinu being told to choose judges. So we give you the source here one. You should get men who are wise, that they have great insight, that they are well known, and they should be put in charge. And they said, that's not a bad idea. And with that, we had set up a political place, sort of, where some people were more local. They were in charge of 10 people, others in charge of 50, 100, 1,000. Very good. And these people who were charged with this job, they were told that your job is to ushvatim tzedek, you should bring justice. Lo sakiru panim b'mishpat, you should not favor one person over another. Ka katon ka gadol tishmaun, whether the person is a leader of the community or someplace a little further down on the pecking order, they all get treated the same. Lo sagur b'mneish, don't be scared of people that are powerful. You do your best, and Moshe says, worst comes to worst, I'll be the Supreme Court here. Rashi comments on this. You were into this. Why were you into this? She said, what do you mean, Moshe? Why would we give up? We're going to you directly. But what were you thinking? Once we're dealing with someone on a lower level than Moshe Rabbeinu, then in fact, the people were of the opinion that they could step up. They could bribe the judge. They could send them gifts, etc. And in fact, they'd be able to encourage the court's decision in their way.
Interesting, so, that here it doesn't say Sone Bata, as it does.
Correct. Right. So it's funny because back in Sefer Shmos, it talks about specifically that they have to be Sone Bata, that they have to hate the idea. So it's funny.
What are these nuances? I'm not getting it.
Right, not only that, but the judges chosen have to be people who are not necessarily interested in money.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, the old joke about that, I'm sure Alex does, where they say, where they said to Moshe, how are we going to find people who hate money? We'll never be able to find them. He said, don't worry, for money you can get anything. So, but here, even though it does not say it flat out, Rashi points out that obviously we have to choose people that are not going to be easily swayed through this. Now, that leads to a basic question. Obviously, a judge cannot accept bribes. I think we can all agree on that. But the question is, can a judge accept payment for what he's doing? Or is accepting payment a form of bribery, that they're actually getting paid for what they do, and that money, now of course if they can't accept payment, this is the worst job ever. So let's discuss that. Right, so the Gemara is going to talk about that, and you'll be surprised to find out that no, that's problematic as well. We start with a Mishnah in Bechoros. Opening line, Hanotes Chara Lodun Dina Betelem. If someone gets paid to judge, the judgments are thrown out. Similarly, Lahaid, if I get paid to testify, Edosa Betelem. Again, I am thrown out. I don't know if anyone here has ever had the opportunity to be an expert witness. Right? In fact, I assume you didn't do it out of the goodness of your heart.
No, you play games with the attorney. The attorney says, "And how much are you being paid to
right.
So it's easy. Say nothing. You know, really nothing? You're not getting paid? So I'm getting paid for my time, but my
right.
testimony
right.
I can't
I was once asked to be a expert witness in a case in court, and I didn't take it, but at the time I was very intrigued by this whole idea. So they told me that you get paid $250 an hour, including travel time.
Wow.
So this was a case in Newark. So I told them, I decided to walk. Yes, I told them. What?
I think you're interested in money.
I didn't actually take the case, if you remember. So one, if a person is paid to judge, the judgment is thrown out. If a person is judged, paid to testify, then the testimony is thrown out.
And then we're still left with the problem of, perhaps there's a third party, say a government, which pays the judge's salary.
Oh, okay, so we're going to discuss that. Right, so in fact, this is what the Mishnah says. The Gemara says, "Minahani miri." What is the source that I'm not getting paid to judge or testify? So I'm a Rav Yehud. I'm a Rav. It's actually next week's parsha. The Makor Re'eli Maratriyatschem. That God says that I taught you the Torah for this. Ma'ani bechinam af atem bechinam. Just like when I taught you the Torah, I didn't charge you for it. So too, people who use your Torah knowledge, you have to give it over for free. And what if there's nobody who's willing to teach you for free that you have to pay? Talmud Roma, Emes Kana. So wait a second, but that person, can they charge? Talmud Roma, Emes Kana va'al timcha. You pay for it.
The Torah appears to be conflating a teacher and a dying.
Correct. It does not see that there's any difference between it.
Which actually right? Makes sense if you consider what our rabbis are.
Really great people.
Well, wait a minute. Is that part of the reason, like, rabbis are kind of working on Shabbos, but they're not working on Shabbos?
Only work on Saturday. Only work on Saturday?
So, is that is that
being recorded?
Yes.
You're not being paid to judge, but how about being paid for the Bittelsmann?
Okay, so let's discuss those.
What's
so let's
that, Bittelsmann?
Yeah, I could have been out making money betting on the ponies.
Ah, that would be cool.
If you want.
Right.
Cutting diamonds.
Right. Okay. One or the other. So again, that's source number one. That's source number three, but it's the first source that is related to this. The Mishnah says that a dying cannot get paid. Okay? Next, there's a Gemara in Ksubas to look at, number four. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav Yasi. Gozrei gezer shebi Yerushalayim ha'yinotim scharim tishim v'teishim manim mitrumas ha'lishka. The rabbis who would make the gezeros, that would set the rules in Yerushalayim, were paid. How much were they paid? They were paid 99 mana. This came from the community chest. If they don't want it, we paid them more. What? They held out for more money?
What's the exchange? Is that a lot of money? 99 mana?
It would seem that it's enough to get by on.
I see.
If that was enough money for them to support their family, even if they refused to accept more, we would insist that they take more money, meaning that they were paid a living wage.
Okay.
Now, that's number one. These people who worked were in charge of making the gazeros, they were paid. Now we learn about an individual, his name is Karna. Karna have a shakr istra mizakoy v'istra mechayev. This person named Karna took money from both sides before he heard a case. This is what Dr. Teitelbaum said. If you take from both of them, then there's no problem with bribery, right?
So why not take from neither of them?
Because how are you going to pay your bill, sweetheart?
Oh, I thought the guy was being paid.
Right, so what's the reason for that? So he said, "Vad v'da'in lehudina." And once he did that, he would try the case. How could he do that? It says you're not allowed to take bribery. The assumption being, taking a payment to hear the case is bribery. No, bribery is when I accept from one and not the other. If I accept from both of them, we're even. Right? The Karen came in the Shaka. If I took for one, so then I might choose one way or the other. I might be moved by that. But here, why would he be moved? So you see, the only reason you think you can't take bribery is because it's going to lead you to choose the wrong way, to make a decision based on something other than the facts. So he said, it says that you should not take shochad, you should not take bribery. If it's just to teach us, don't to determine whoever is guilty is innocent and vice versa. It says elsewhere you're not allowed to go and make a decision that's not true. So whether I took bribery or not, I'm not allowed to do that. Right? The fact that I have a separate verse which tells me I'm not allowed to accept bribery, that means that it would indicate it has nothing to do with how I decide the case. Even if I'm going to take bribery, and then I'm still going to decide the case straight, I'm still not allowed to take it. So here, so what? It's not going to affect him one way or the other, but he's still taking money when he shouldn't. So I'm returning to Shochad Lo Tikach. So he said, Nahani Miri Dehechad Deshaka Matar Shochad. That's only if I accept bribery. However, Karna Matar Aruk Shakal. No, he wasn't taking bribery. He said, you want me to try your case? This is, he had a shingle. This is what it costs. And that's allowed? Doesn't it say elsewhere that if you take... So what's that talking about? Not talking about bribery. It's talking about you're getting paid for the services rendered. It says that it's no good. So that doesn't make it mean. Hachanami, agar dina, kana agar b'teilam. No. Honey Mealy, sorry, thank you. I was talking about what I get paid to do it. But here he wasn't getting paid for the sake of what he did. He was getting paid for what he wasn't doing. Right? He was just saying, I want you to make up for what happened.
He wasn't selling wine in the shop.
Va'agar betela mishari. But you're allowed to get paid for that, the Gemara says. Va'atayne mechua hadayin shenot yeshchar ladun elo shedino din. Doesn't it say that it's mechur, it's distasteful for someone to do that? We're not going to overturn the case, but you still shouldn't do it. So hechi dami, ilemi agar dina, dino din. If he was getting paid actually for the case, then it's not just distasteful, we're going to throw the case out. So obviously this is talking about where he's getting paid for his batala. So atanya, anotel schar lodun dina b'telem. Ela agar b'telem v'ktani mechur adayin. So even that, even getting paid for what he's losing. So hadi miri b'teira dro mukha. No, he says there's two types of things. One is if I am going there and you say, could you try this case for me? And say, listen, I could be selling magazine subscriptions now. I could be driving an Uber. But there's a lot of things I could be doing, so I want you to pay me. But I wasn't doing any of that. Not obvious. However, what if I'm in the middle of driving my Uber? And then you say, you know, would you mind? So then at that point, it's obvious that this is the money I'm losing. Right? This is what my call was for. No? This would have been my cut. So in that case, you're allowed to take. So kind of betail the mukha havi shak of the havi tihiva amra the chamri v'yayv le'zuza. He was actually schlepping barrels of wine, and for that he would have been paid a zuz, so therefore he was charging for that. Based on this Gemara, when can a judge get paid?
He should be paid, is what I get. No? He should be paid.
Only if he's otherwise engaged in some
problem. Right. Only if we take him away for something he was actually in the middle of. Right? But in the event that... What? Or if he's employed. Right? This is I am employed. I'm employed by Yeshiva University. I'm employed by the Edos. And when I teach in university in the morning, I practically work in Edos when I'm here. When I get called for a Beis Din in the afternoon, so...
It's just your time.
It's my time, right? My paycheck is not affected one way or either. None of my paychecks are affected one way or the other. So should I be allowed to be paid for that? According to this, no.
Right? But if you lost all your jobs, you would then not be a Dayan?
What do you mean?
You're unemployed.
So what? Good.
Well,
he could be a dayan, but could he be paid?
Yeah.
That's my question.
I'm saying I can't get paid even if I am, because I'm not. According to this, it's not just a matter that there's a value to my time. There's a value that right now you're taking me away from something. It's not a matter that I could have been trading stocks now, making millions.
I get it. So if you lost,
right?
Yeah, you
say for that good for nothing Zuckerberg,
yeah.
Right?
That's the
Nazi. Right, so that's
that
the right.
In the previous example,
so yeah, according to this,
right, I got that.
The case where you can pay, where a judge gets paid, is very, very limited, right? The fact that it's not going to affect how he decides the case, irrelevant, right? The fact that, you know, that he says beforehand, this is my payment, I'm not taking a bribe, irrelevant. The fact that he could be making money elsewhere, irrelevant. He has the only case where the Gemara indicates that a judge is allowed to be paid is a case where the judge actually was involved in some money-making venture, and he has to stop it to sit down and hear what you people are fighting about.
Oh, I don't know. I thought they were paid from the community, from the...
That's
I
just Judge
right
Judy. That's different.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
she's worth
Judge Wapner.
In that
sure.
situation, they both
right.
have to pay.
What?
In that situation,
yes,
both are
right. They both have to pay. Okay, that's the story.
They have to pay the same.
Right. We'll discuss. I had a case very recently. What?
One would tip the balance to.
I'll just tip you off that I recently had this case. Where we were sitting, I was sitting, and one of the parties, they show up in the basin, and one of them doesn't want to sign the arbitration agreement. The reason he doesn't want to sign it is because he refuses to pay for the basin. So the other guy says, I'll pay for the both of us.
That's not going to work.
Yeah.
So?
Yeah, what do you do?
Right, the guy said, the plaintiff said, listen, I want this case tried. It's worth my while. I'll pick up the tab for him.
The decision will have to be thrown out, according to the
rules. So let's see, right? So again, so it seems, but according to what we see here, even if they both pay, right? If I'm not involved in anything, right, arguably it still gets thrown out. So let's see what's going on here. Tosfos says, remember what we started with? Before we got into the story of Karna, which is a fascinating story and really dragged us in, there were these people who were the Gozer Gezeris B'Shir Yerushalayim. They were paid and no one was bothered by this. So what made them different? Why didn't they say, this guy Karna, we're all over him. Right? We're beating him from pillar to post, this poor guy Karna. So why are we bothering? Why don't we go after the Gozer Gezeris? 99 mana, that's not bad. Right? Right? Why'd they turn around and say, you know, these people are going to go and they're going to start making decisions? Right? Only if you're getting paid from the parties is there a problem. However, the bottom line is we need judges, and judges also have to eat, and judges also have to pay tuition for their kids, and they also have to pay rent, etc. Right? So, how's a judge supposed to make a living? So again, it's very interesting. In Israel, dayanim, right, are considered regular judges. Dayanim get paid the same exact amount as a secular judge. Has the same benefits as secular judges, right? And they're paid by the government.
But that's
what?
The community chest, like,
right.
Like what you're saying, the 90 mana.
Right, 99. Don't cut them short. Right? Aval hacha mishel tzibur. So he says, so here, when they're appointed, well, that's okay. He says, not just a matter of that, but it's also the bottom line is they did this full time. So if they did this full time, it's not a matter of, they weren't in the middle of something else. Well, they can never be in the middle of something else because they were always doing this. Therefore, it is an obligation of the community to support these people who are doing the community's work. But this Karna guy, he was part-time. Similarly, other public employees, what the people who taught shchita, they were also paid by the community, right? The people who taught the kohenim how to do kamitza, kamitza. That when you used to they brought a carbon mincha,
yeah.
So you used to grab a certain part, three fingers, and then this was a little bit, and you had to do it in a certain way. So they were kamitza teachers.
Is this the sprinkling?
No, this is nothing.
Okay,
right. So afal pisha schar talmud torah also kedisa beperek emei mudim. So to there in general, teaching Torah should be free. So again, if this is what you do full time, so what is the first heter that we have from Tosfos? When are they allowed to accept money? It seems that there's two things that are necessary. One, it can't come from the parties, right? It has to come from
the public.
The public, A, and B, this has to be a full time job, right? Right. So again, if this is their full time job, it is incumbent upon the public to support them. And therefore, in this case, right, so in terms of, can I get paid?
No.
Again, I am...
You have only this job that pays you.
Right. If I'm in Israel, right, if I'm living in Eretz Israel, and I'm a full-time, every morning I come to the office, I put on my wig and my robe, and I sit down to hear cases, that's one thing. But, you know, if I, as necessary, when cases come up, I get a call, it seems from here, I can't get paid for that. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Take a look at number 6. No gulasos lebezdin kupa. Uposimeno parnasos bezdin. There is a certain amount of money is put aside for the bezdin, and the people are supported through that. Either the beginning or the end of the year, they have an appeal, and this will support the bezdin. Ve'ein bo mishum torah shocha v'toras agra. Ki chovei so parnasin dineim v'chachmeim. This isn't considered bribery. This isn't considered getting paid for what you're doing. It's just a matter of that these are people that have to be supported by the community. So this sounds very much like Tosfos. V'gam yesh nevadavos or hekdeshos stam lochemem. Similarly, if people make donations to the general fund can be used to pay for this. There are more comments. V'yoser tov ligbos mitchilas hashana. It's better to get the money up front. Why? If not, the basin's got to go raising money. And that's not good. That the basin should have to go up and be friendly to people, it just doesn't look good. So therefore, before there are any cases, the money should be raised. Period. Two sifim later, the...
You still are vulnerable to having someone make a large donation to the...
Call.
And then making it public, basically laundering his donation through the kupa.
Right. So, are you saying that obviously it would be better if there was just a tax? As there was many times in Jewish history. Right? That was... What? Mm-hmm. Things were a lot better in those days, but this is just a suggestion. Shochno says, Hanotos charodin, if I get paid to do it, Kol dinov shedon b'telem. Fine, anything, if I get paid for it, everything I decide gets thrown out. Except if I know there's a certain case I wasn't paid for. If he only gets paid for a schar b'tova, mutter v'hushiyer nikra kol sheino nota al schar b'tova. Then that's okay, but that's be clear. Kol sheyishro malacha yadua ra'asos b'shar sheyishro ladin. That there's a certain amount of time that I get paid. I work at such and such an hour. Now I'm being doing it. Then I can get paid. Omer Rabbi Yadin Tenuli Schar Pula Shel Osam Malacha Sher Batal Mimeno. I'm happy to take the day off, but if I don't take the day off, I don't get paid. You guys got to make it up for me. Ruchei Kibo Mishteim B'Shave. And even then, it's got to be accepted evenly from both of them. Avol Me'Enu Nikar. However, it's not clear. Kagon Shein Lo Malacha Yadua. One is. I don't do the same. If I work 9 to 5, same job, it's clear what I get paid. If, you know, I work some days yes, some days no, so you don't know if today was an on day for me. Shomer, Shemi Yizamin Lischar, B'Kniyas Charos Yisharasurus. Maybe I'll have an opportunity to make money today. Also, that doesn't work. Right? So again, the Shulchan Aruch basically is very clear. He's following our Gemara, our Tosfos, in saying that a typical case, right, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it would seem that the type of cases where I sit on, I should not be being getting paid. The problem is, I don't know if it's a problem, but the facts on the ground is, for the last few centuries, dayanim have been paid, and they haven't necessarily been paid from a communal fund, and they haven't necessarily been full-time dayanim. So what is the reason for that? So various achronim give different answers. We start with the Nesivos HaMishpat, number 8. He says, "Amashin nishpaseid haminu litein schar." The fact that, bottom line, is we do pay the dayanim, "Yehumi takonis hakahom." He says as follows. In a perfect world, the community chest raises the money. They have the dayanim full time. And then they pay them for the community chest. What if our community doesn't have a full time business? Baruch Hashem, here in Denver, we live in such peace and harmony and tranquility. Who would need a full-time Beis Din here? How often do people not get along? Such a rarity. But there are rare occasions. Something happens from time to time. What are you going to do then? So in that case, the Beis Din makes... So the community has made the following takana. The takana is, at that point, you approach a dayan, right? One of our dayanim. And rather than us paying them, we hereby say that they're entitled to that amount of money, and we're taxing you.
Who's you?
You, the person who's using the Beis Din. This is a usage tax to cover the cost.
So
we have this thing in American law called court fees or court costs.
Right.
And I'm not exactly.
It doesn't cover
it. In them. Of course not.
Not even close. But this is going to cover the costs.
For both parties. I mean, in other words,
both parties.
You approach a dayan about something that you're having a problem with. I assume it's with somebody else.
Yeah.
But I have to cover those fees?
So I go to him, I say, "Dayan, I've owned this guy's money, and now he's not paying it up."
Uh-huh.
Right? So the other guy shows up in court, and they both pay. Pay the
they both
judge.
Have to pay for the judge.
Right.
They split it down.
Now, of course. Now, that being said, we're not talking about it now. But there's nothing to stop the defendant who says that I never did anything, you know, and therefore I shouldn't even be here. And therefore, if I win the case, I would also like court costs, right? Which is, you know, a standard request in the secular courts as well, which they may or may not get, but. So the Nesiva says, right, depends on the frivolity of the case. He said, really, it is best that if somebody becomes a judge, they should make it clear beforehand that I'm not accepting from the parties, but rather I'm just doing you a favor by collecting the fees you owe me. Because the... Why?
Why not just say you're... charge a fee.
Because you're not allowed to charge a fee.
Well, but if I'm going to basically charge you anyway...
No, it's sorry.
It's a favor that I'm doing you.
No. That's point one. Next, the next line which he has, which is very important, which we'll get back to, he says, v'schar pshara vaday mutar likach. What is a pshara? A pshara is a... No, it's a mediation. Right. So again, meaning that some, if I go to a judge and say, "Listen, I want you to work this out for us. We don't want you to poskin," that's a whole different ball game. Nowadays, we will discuss a little later that every single case is pshara krova ladin, that the judge always maintains the right that he can change the halacha based on equity.
I mean, I understand all these words, but I don't know what that means.
You mean like in a court case where you say it's a court of equity?
Correct.
Where like in England they have separate courts
correct.
Of equity.
Correct.
And in America
yes.
Everything's a court of equity.
No, officially not. Everything's a court of law officially in America. That doesn't mean that the judges don't apply equity.
Okay.
I guess I don't know what that means then, to apply equity. Can you explain it?
equity means as follows. Equity means that according to the strict letter of the law, this is supposed to be the law. However, in this particular case, that really doesn't strike me as fair. Therefore, I have a right to tweak it to make it more fair.
That's
equity.
Equity.
To make it more equal.
Mm-hmm. So.
But Rabbi, the judge that we get in Denver, because of me and Yossi or me and whoever, it would have to be a Jew. How would we know they would be a judge? How would we know that they would be?
So there actually is a Beis Din in Denver.
There is?
There actually is, called the Neveh Tzedek, I think is the name of the Beis Din. And I think it could be the next monetary case they have will be their first.
Will be the first one, because right. They haven't had one yet.
I think that's probably, yeah, I think you think you got a point there.
So where do they meet
then?
Is it a court of equity?
What?
Is it a given that it's a court of equity?
I imagine it is. I've actually recently saw their arbitration agreement. I actually borrowed it for a case recently. It was drafted by David Jaffa. He did a very nice job on it. I adjusted it myself. I asked for the Word copy, not the PDF copy. But in the event that you and Yossi or anybody else has an issue, we can take care of it. We'll discuss it offline.
Oh, okay.
Mediation.
Big difference. Again, this is a different. Arbitration means two parties come to an arbitrator, and the arbitrator will make a decision. That decision will be binding. Mediation means that the mediator is going to sit down with the two parties and try to reach a settlement, right? And it means that the mediator has no power. The arbitrator has all powers. There's other things as well.
So Shura is mediation.
Yes. A settlement is what it is. Now, what we do, it's called Pshara Krova Ladin. Now, it's interesting, just in the law business. So I very hard try not to do mediations because there's nothing I can do to move the parties, really. What I do, however, is what's called mediation arbitrations. What they are as follows. You sign an arbitration agreement where you accept that whatever I say, go. I take it, I fold it, and I put it in my pocket, and I say, let's mediate. Now, we're mediating under a gun now. Because if at some point I say...
Both parties sign this arbitration.
Yes, yes. One-sided arbitration agreement that Gornish Helfand. Right? So at this point, I've got it. And now both parties know, in the event I think they're not being reasonable here, I could always say, okay, this is an arbitration. Now you're giving it to him and it's over. At any point, I can do that. So that further encourages a settlement through mediation, knowing that, you know,
at any moment, I
have the right, if I don't think you're being fair, just to put an end of it and you're stuck. So again, so what we have, a Din Torah is arbitration. Right? The Din are arbitrators. There's here in America, you'll sign a binding arbitration agreement, and that's it. That's the fight. Pshara is as I'm sitting down, we're trying to work things out. So again, so Pshara is not din, I have a right to accept money for that. Right, here I am, I'm as much as I'm a judge, I'm a therapist here. Right, so maybe more so. So in that case...
In your percentages, how often does that work out?
For what?
You're able to mediate before you have to arbitrate.
So again, I had a case the day before I came here, where I sat 6 hours in a lawyer's office settling a case that had begun as an arbitration. That basically, I just sat for hours doing shuttle diplomacy between two parties until ultimately we got a settlement.
Cool.
So
if nowadays are Pshara.
Pshara Krova Ladin.
So in the case of din, I mean, oftentimes you hear people say, well, could you use chayim as a way to force your hand? But it's pshara, you really can't do that.
Where do chayim come in?
In general, that people have to threaten people with chayim. Who?
Who? The parties? The dayanim?
No. Dayanim to force the parties to follow line.
Well, again, the idea, no. Again, right now, nowadays, even here in America, we have no trouble getting people to follow. You signed the bargaining arbitration agreement. If you sign the arbitration agreement, you are bound by it. And if you don't do it, we're going to take you to court and we're going to collect it like any other decision. Right? We don't have troubles with that. Right? We don't. The only time we're going to pull out a cherem, arguably, is if someone refuses to come to Beis Din. Right? Your wife says she wants a get. You say, I'm not coming. Right, then we throw the red cherem flag on the table, and we're in business. But you know, in general, dine mamonis very rare. Okay, so answer number one is that in fact, what's going on nowadays is really the same thing as the Gozrei Gezeris. That's what he said. The Tiferes Yisrael has a different approach. So he points out that, yeah, I can't demand that you pay me to be a judge, but you know what? You can't demand that I be a judge. Right? If you turn around and says, you know, we'd like you to be a judge, and here's our offer, we will pay you nothing. So I have a right to say, you know, that's very generous of you, thank you very much.
But there's an overcome.
But unfortunately, you know, tonight's the night that I watch Bowling for Dollars, so I can't make it, you know, or the like, right? So you can't make me do it. Vadi b'kai gavne rashay lehasno s'chilo shiero ba'ad be'gev v'chalitza kach v'kach. I can turn around and say, listen, you want me to do this for you? You want me to, this is what I charge, you know, but if not, you can't make me do it. So what's he saying? He's saying that I'm not getting paid to be a judge. I'm getting paid to agree to take your case. And that's a different story. Is that, how good of a heter is that?
Doesn't sound good. It sounds like a distinction without a difference.
He's right.
Apologizing for it.
Correct. That is the next line. He apologizes. He says, listen, these are trying times. We need judges. What are we going to do? Right? So the Tiferes Yisrael himself isn't that excited about it. But that's his approach. His approach is, yeah, you don't have to pay me, but I don't have to do the job. You want me to do the job? You got to sweeten the pot a little bit. And that's a different story. All right, he admits it's not the greatest answer, but got to do what you got to do. Chuvas Abach, different approach. Harvig Agra Batila de Muchach Kahai de Karno de Havi Tehe Rambara. Okay. Shori Afilu Chachira. In the event that's clear I'm losing money, then there's no problem whatsoever. Oh, the Tosis Hikruz al Zemir, hold on, Rav Achi Gozer Gezeres Yerushalayim Hayinotun Scharim, etc. But they ask that, if that's the case, what about these Gozer Gezeres? But tier two, there's Ad Kama de Hosim, the low time of the Agra Batila de Muchach. Shari came to Kolaska Hoyalzeh. He said that in those cases, even though it's not clear, but that's all what they did for a living. So, of course, they were losing money by doing this. If 9 to 5 every day I've got to be in the Beis Din, there's no way that that's not costing me money. Well, Yahuskim Shum Malacha, so they never did anything else. Right? Imagine going to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Yeah, but what do you do for a living? You know? That's. So, what are you doing in your free time? Now, Karcha Tzrichim was born. He's Bekai Gavna. Kostu in Parak Sheni. Dine Gzeres, etc. Re, Ayin Shem Re. The Kostu O B'Shem Rabbein Tam. Do also only Baal Edinim. So he's going now through the answers, where he says that also the reason that they did it is because this was their full time, and Rabbeinu Tam Rabbi gave the answers because it's a matter of who was paying you. If you're not being paid by the judges, you're being paid. They're owed the money by the community. Second paragraph. Mi yutzarech li'iyun, al kula zeshenogu bo likach mi balei dinim. So, but the bottom line is, nowadays, at least in the days of the Bach, right, days in the Bach, that goes back a good 300-400 years ago. Da'alor ha'abeinu etam b'shenu yakam e'im la'en heter. They were taking the money from the parties, even though they're taking equally, that's not good. El Michel Tzibor. And the Re also said, not only that, but besides it having come from the Tzibor, it also has to be clear that they do it full time. And not only that, you tell me, he said, and even the people say that, you know, the community has to support them. That's only if they have no other forms. What if the people are wealthy? What if their wife works for a living? Right? What if they inherited money? It would seem that, that even in that case they can't collect. In Caden, Yeshul Nefer, the Gam Dasatosa Kahi, Bain Rabin Time Bain Larid, the Afro Pida Tosus Perak Ad Kama Kosu, the Mashnoim Asha Gumbo Tor Bishari, Im Ainro, after the Havi Dafka Gumbo Tor Bishari, the Lekh Shada. Abba, but Dayanim, the Ikor Shada, Afilo Ainro Rapanis Lo Shari. So he said, we nowadays we pay teachers. He says, but paying teachers, sorry, that's supposed to be done for free. So what?
Charge for teaching Torah.
Right. So he says, so, but now what are you going to do? The teachers have to eat also. So he says, so if that's the case. He said, but paying teachers, all right, it's a problem. But no one's going to turn around and say, that teacher my kid has gets paid for it. Mm-hmm. Right? There's no implication of the fact that they're doing their job any worse because of it. But if a judge gets paid, right, then all of a sudden...
Maybe he's getting paid for the judgment he renders.
What?
Maybe he's getting paid.
Right, but it sounds like there that no, he's beholden. Ela Michel Tziva, ve'en li yashiv ha-minag. Ve'yesh koch ha-rosha ha-kol ha-takin shizin kol echad kach ha-kach. So he says, don't give me the sense that Nesiva said. That everybody has a right to say you should get paid that much. But Habsak retorts Hefker Bezdin. But so shark they should Diana become a Zumanum Modun Benish Bengrave. Though ain't Koach Bishum Takono Hatir Yisr. He said that answer we said earlier, that they made a takona that you should pay them, that's great. But if there's a violation of Torah law to accept money as a judge, what give the Chachamim the right to say, okay, give him money? So the Bach rejects that answer. So what does he say? Miu. Kol zeh benotel shchar rodin, din. So he said, that's only if you're getting paid to actually do a din Torah. Aval notel shchar b'pshara, v'em b'zeh iser. But if it's not really a din Torah, I'm just really working things out here, that's okay. V'chein kabalti v'chein nogim kol chachom b'vachi kach mizeh mizeh b'shava. If I'm doing pshara, and I take equally, then it's okay. Even though I can't be bribed, again, you could bribe a mediator also, right? Mediators can also say, turn to one side and say, you know, I don't think that's reasonable, even though it, you know, try to squeeze someone for extra money. Similarly, if you can pay in the event that I'm not required to testify, right? You can pay me to show up and testify. So to hear, just like I don't have to judge. So he's going with two answers here. One is the pshara answer he seems to like, and two is the idea that, you know, you're allowed to pay to get someone to accept the job in this case.
Okay, so those, why can't you just then pay a salary and say they're available for judging, but they're not being paid for anything?
See, that's fine. Again, if the community pays, no one's disagreeing with that. The question is, what about nowadays, where there are very few communities? Israel's an exception, where a judge is a full-time job.
Well, they, but you're there full-time.
No. We're not talking judges. About secular judges.
Oh, you mean Jewish here. Well, so, we don't have them.
Is there any city where dining are full-time?
What?
New York, maybe?
So again, there are Hasidish Beis Dins in New York, I believe, where it's a full-time position. But there's very, very few. Chicago has also full-time Dayanim. That there are people there who, this is basically what they do. The RCA has been thinking about doing it. But right now there is financial reasons why they haven't done it yet. It's not due to a lack of cases at this point.
Now, isn't it also true that in a case like New York, these Betedin have agreements where they're binding arbitration and can be enforced
correct.
By the
correct.
State courts?
Correct. Absolutely. Everybody should have that.
But the state courts can't overturn...
The state, according to American law, an arbitration decision by a basin can only be overturned in two cases generally. One, if there's fraud, right? That's one. And two, if it oversteps the bounds of the arbitration agreement, right? If I say we're going to arbitration because, you know, you hit a baseball through my window, and I come up with a decision, and you owe him $50,000 from a previous loan, that gets thrown out also.
When you say fraud, who's committing the fraud?
Usually the judge. Takes a bribe, was related to someone and didn't disclose it beforehand. Those would be the cases that get thrown out. Now, again, that's the general rule. There are certain cases where arbitration agreements don't work, most notably child custody cases, where therefore the judge, they can do a de novo review of a custody case. But, you know, they also can accept it.
What's a de novo?
De novo means you look at it from the very beginning. You look at it fresh. You don't say, all right, they accept it, they do it, I'll take it. So, that being said, we have two potential heterim. The Chochma Shlomo says as follows. He has another thing. He says as follows. It used to be that we had what was called kfiya. It's not one of those Arab headdresses, right? That's a different thing. Right? Right? But rather what it is that you could force someone to come to court. Right? Nowadays we have a problem. You say Yossi owes you $50,000.
Yes.
Right? Yossi says, go jump in the gang. I'm not going to court. Now what are you going to do?
You have to take him to a secular court.
Right. So again, right now, the way it stands here, and in Israel as well, by the way, you cannot force anyone to go to Beis Din.
Really?
Except for Gittin.
Right. And I'm talking about monetary cases.
Can you force someone to go to Beis Din?
Yes,
if you can force him for a monetary.
Right, again, if you want, right, if you were in Israel, you wanted Yossi to divorce you, you could force him to come.
Yeah.
But if here in the States.
Right, so again, you can't force him to go to a Beis Din.
But you're saying that forcing can only happen in Israel.
Not even in Israel. In Israel, you can't force someone to go to Beis Din. They can say, "I want to go to the secular court," and they have a right to go to the secular court. So according to the Chochma Shlomo, if you can't force the person to go, these rules of payment, because again, that's not true judging. Right, nowadays, if someone comes to Beis Din, both parties agree to that. Right, so therefore, this isn't really a case. This is you just asking me to help you out, just like you could ask me, you know, my milchig spoon fell into my chulin pot. Right, I'm not going to ask what you're doing with your chulin pot during the 9 days with making your chulin.
Practicing.
Right, that's right. Chavez Kodesh, which you accepted on Wednesday. So, right, so.
It's a 3-day recipe.
Right, so, you and my sous vide. So, right. So that he said. So in that case, you know, where you're just coming and asking me, I have a right to get paid for that. I say this is what I charge. You can say, okay, so we're going someplace else. So that's fine. In that case, he thinks that's okay. So that is the. His heter that nowadays it's not a problem. Of course, again, it has to be split evenly. So he says, and that's the reason. Nowadays, we don't force it every right to. So he gives that heter as well. The Urim is written by Rav Yonis, and Ipshus again goes through the same question. He says, "Avol im eino nicker gimochag yish bedaver." Says there are three halachas. What im bomo fun of who osig malachto? If he's working, for sure he gets paid. Chule ama, you've got to pay him. Im mutter who mutter chachira, he can take it. Im ro ya osig malachto like yadush yesh malacha. If he wasn't doing it. It's not good, but if he takes it, it's still good. Aval, im yadua she'en lo malacha ve'esek, rak oma ulai im lo ye'ayem, that something might come, then even the case gets thrown out. Parentheses, this is what I care about most. Nira zeh, zehu dayin she'en lo pone me'asak of tomi b'shvil adin. This is only someone who's not full-time. Aval rabbanu yoshve almidin b'zman hazeh, people who do this full time, if they weren't doing this, they would have a job. Because how would they live? So again, that's the same heter as we said earlier, that for sure, if someone's doing it full time, they can get paid. La halacha arach hashochan kal zeh shamarnu, hu b'dayim sheinu mukavum beir aval b'dayim kavum shnisman lekach v'zeh parnasasam mutam lechachira, v'chein hu aminug etc. So in fact, everyone realizes if you're full time, there's no problem getting paid. If not, well then there seems to be heterim, but not great ones. How does it work nowadays in Beis Din? Very interestingly, the parties do not pay the dayanim. But rather, the Beis Din pays the dayanim.
Yeah, but the parties pay the Beis Din.
But they pay. They do not pay the Beis Din the amount of money that the dayanim get. It's not dollar for dollar.
Right.
Meaning that there is an hourly fee that they pay, and the hourly fee that they pay the Beis Din is more than the dayanim get paid, because the Beis Din also has to pay bills, right? In the event that the parties don't pay their bills, the dayanim still get paid. Right, so the dayanim are not affected at all by if one party pays, if two party pays, if zero party gets paid, because the dayanim get paid the same amount no matter what. So because of that, together with the other heterim, and in fact, therefore, when the case came up where one party said, I'm not paying, I was able to say, well, it doesn't affect me. You know, you work that out with the Beis Din, I don't need to even know about this. Because, in fact, this is my job. I get paid by the Beis Din. And, in fact, however they pay it, that's how it is. So this combination is why dayanim get paid, but it's not so simple that the dayanim have the right to get paid. But the bottom line is the minute for the last few centuries definitely has been that the dayanim get paid. I have to say, my daughters said I was going to say a joke here, which I have not said, and I could have gotten well fine without saying it. But...
You're on the hook.
But, for their sake... I remember a few years back, I was asked to speak in a community about the Beis Din, and someone raised their hand and said, how did the dayanim get paid? And I pointed out, we get paid weekly. Very weekly.